Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela up to 31 degrees, Joburg a high of 30.
In Pretoria on the R21 Nelson Mandela Drive northbound, a collision near Elephant Road causing queuing traffic and queuing traffic on the N1 southbound in Pretoria near Linwood Road.
In your sport, Pizzo Mosimane has this morning confirmed that he has left Iranian club Istiklal FC, and Africa's most decorated Olympian Kirsty Coventry is aiming to become the first woman to head the International Olympic Committee.
We start in the capital, where Cabinet kicks off its first Lekgotla of the year. The members will gather at Sefako Makgatha Presidential Guest House, discussing issues that include the DA accusing President Cyril Ramaphosa of not consulting with other parties in the Government of National Unity after he'd signed the appropriation bill into law. That while Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says he's asked for a meeting with the Finance Minister to discuss the impact of the decision by US President Donald Trump to temporarily freeze and review all foreign aid. This includes the suspension of the US President's emergency plan for AIDS relief called the PEPFAR funding that's used in 27 districts around the country.
The district that will be affected will be 5 in the Eastern Cape, 2 in the Free State, 4 in Gauteng, 7 in KwaZulu-Natal, because KwaZulu-Natal is the most affected province. So we're still having meetings about this to try and compile to find out exactly how much is the weight of the problem on our shoulders.
The state of South African soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo also expected to be on Cabinet's agenda.
Our government must do everything in their power to ensure the support and the safety of our soldiers. And at the right time, the president will take the nation into confidence about what happened in the DRC.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula told the media yesterday that the party also expects to get a full update soon about the death of 13 members of the National Defence Force while they were battling M23 rebels in the east of the DRC. Meanwhile, DRC President Felix Tshisekedi is expected to meet his Rwandan counterpart Paul Kagame at an emergency summit arranged for today, as fighters backed by Rwanda appear to be on the brink of seizing the key city of Goma in the eastern DRC. In the capital Kinshasa, South Africa's mission was one of the foreign missions attacked yesterday by protesters angry that other countries have not yet stepped in to halt the chaos in their country. Back in South Africa, in Mpumalanga, the search continues for more suspects who attacked Patco bus depots on Monday night and set 51 buses alight. Police spokesperson Donald Luli says they believe they made a breakthrough yesterday when two suspects were arrested.
One of them was found with a mobile phone suspected to be that of one of the victims, as well as an empty magazine for a 9mm pistol.
More on our news blog. And the world has edged closer to doomsday. The doomsday clock ticked 1 second closer to midnight, symbolizing how close humanity now is to destruction, as concerns raised over nuclear war, climate and public health. The bulletin of the atomic scientists set up the clock at the start of the Cold War, and every year it gets adjusted depending on where humanity finds itself. Yesterday, the clock shifted to 89 seconds to midnight, the closest it's ever been. I'm Gerda de Souza, net weer die hoofnuus. Die kabinet trek saam vir sy eerste Lekgotla van die jaar.
Let me tell you when I knew.
Yes, tell me when you knew.
Let me borrow your scarf there and your ball.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
And your incense. You know when I knew, the moment I knew that we are a step closer to doomsday, is the day that Donald Trump declared war on rainbow flags whilst dancing to the YMCA.
Yeah.
By the village people.
Okay. Okay.
We are that. So that was a moment for me. And then in my mind,